I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The war-weary people of Afghanistan have their eyes and ears trained on a new battleground tonight. It's a fight for supremacy in the genteel world of cricket. The battle's being waged on the oh-so-tranquil island of Jersey in the English Channel. The island of Jersey is the answer to our geoquiz, in fact, today. It happens to be where Afghanistan is trying to qualify for the next Cricket World Cup in 2011, the first time it's had a national team in competition. Laura Lynch reports from Jersey on Afghanistan's first match and the remarkable story behind it.
Crystal flutes of champagne, canapes of smoked salmon and creme fraiche. This isn't the world Afghans usually inhabit. But the night before their first match, Afghanistan's national cricket team was welcomed to Jersey like celebrities.
We've heard great things about your team. We're expecting great things from your team.
The island's Lieutenant Governor Andrew Ridgway guided them to a reception at his residence, offering them orange juice in place of alcohol. It is the first, but not the last, distraction from the challenge of the games themselves. The team cheer, praise to God, isn't normally heard in these parts, but they are devout Muslims, and during breaks in the long match, it is cricket after all, they find time to kneel on the grass and pray. There are no mosques on this island anyway, but the locals are doing their best to make their guests feel comfortable. The scorer assigned to the team, Kathy Rawson, was ready to cover her head if she risked offending the players.
I actually do have a scarf with me in case it was required, and it's in my bag now just in case it was needed. But it doesn't appear that anybody has any problems, so fine.
As the match gets underway, coach Taj Malik looks on nervously from the sidelines.
This is my dream, yeah, if it's come true.
Malik molded this team from nothing after the Taliban were driven from power.
Afghanistan is almost 100% destroyed with the 30 years war, and everything started with zero there. And similar is the sports department. We started in 2002 from zero.
No cricket pitches, no money, no way to train. Many of the players learned the game as children in the refugee camps of Peshawar after the war with the Soviet Union drove them to Pakistan. Now, one of the team's stars, Hamid Hassan, thinks of little else.
It's our life. Cricket is our life. We are not doing anything without cricket. All the time, just playing cricket.
That doesn't mean there won't be time for other attractions while they're here. The tournament runs for more than a week. Hassan wants to walk beside an ocean for the first time. He wants to eat fish and chips. But more than anything else, Hassan wants to humiliate the team from the United States.
Because it's world power, everybody knows America. So if you beat him, that'll be very good for us.
There's no small amount of resentment for the U.S., even if it is wrapped up in a good old-fashioned sports rivalry. But first, Afghanistan has to beat other opponents. Today, it was Japan.
I was there! Yes!
And they did it easily, scoring 179 runs to Japan's 87. Their years in Pakistan, a cricket powerhouse, served them well. They are the favorites to win here. But this is still just the first step in a long journey to the World Cup, a journey that they hope will help both them and their country to a better future. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch on the island of Jersey in the English Channel.